It's time for Stories from the Road with Baruch on WBKM.org.
Recently, I was in Israel for 3 weeks. I had been invited as a follow-up to a year ago when I was there teaching a workshop in specific meditation skills. This year, my friends in Israel arranged 6 workshops. They ranged from sacred sexuality to how to be an effective agent of social change and included some more esoteric workshops as well. The workshops are intended to offer tools for people to see through and beyond patterns of thought, feeling, and behavior so they can experience having more choice in how they conduct themselves in the world. I believe that by making changes within ourselves, we become empowered to make changes outside of ourselves. Like many people in the world, I'm perplexed by the war in Israel. I don't claim to have a deep understanding of the history or conditions that have created the current situation, but it doesn't take a genius to see that there is injustice, fear, and anger at work. My friends in Israel have each, in their own way, expressed to me at the same time their desire for peace and their lack of hope. Generations of struggle between Israel and Palestinians have led to a situation where desperation seems to be the rule of the day on both sides of the polarity. Israel, with the support of the U.S., continues to have the upper hand, and there are forces like Iran supporting the Palestinians. So there are ways in which this is a proxy war, as much as it is also the Palestinian struggle for justice and the Israeli struggle to continue to exist. It's complicated, and I do not intend to oversimplify with my words. One friend said something which I have also thought, which is that there will be no peace in Israel until there is economic incentive. Besides the ideological and political aspects to this conflict, there's a strong presence of the weapons industry. The United States sells weapons to Israel, which in turn sells weapons to the Palestinians with whom they are at war. Following the money trail, one can see that this conflict is being fed intentionally by those who are profiting. What would happen if, for instance, Americans refused to continue to support the weapons industry? A huge portion of taxes, more than 50% paid by U.S. citizens, goes into the Pentagon, which is the face of the U.S. war machine. But behind that apparently unified front is a huge weapons industry making billions by promoting war around the world. I have wondered to myself many times which politicians are invested in these weapons manufacturing companies and how much money are they making? What kinds of profits are the Bushes, Clintons, McCains, Cheneys, and others making from waging war? One of the events I participated in with friends was a drum circle, Drumming for Peace. Our hope had been to make a space for Israeli Jews, or Jewish-descended people, and Arabs to come together, and there was one woman who attended with her little boy who, in a later conversation, identified herself to me as Palestinian. It was an evening of food and drumming out in a field at a horse rescue farm where they are doing natural horse care. The drumming was fun, and people put their intentions for peace into it. Later, I was informed that the Palestinians are more focused on the issue of justice, while Israelis talk about peace, which can seem like a disconnect. In the United States, activists say, no peace without justice, and this applies in Israel as well. You can hear some of the drumming in the background. Drumming for peace and justice can be a form of activism that we can hear, that we can participate in, where we can express ourselves, and where no one has to get hurt. It makes me think if we all cried aloud for peace and justice on earth all at once, how loud and beautiful that plaintive call would be. I also had the opportunity to visit an intentional peace village where Arabs, who may be Muslim or Christian, and Jews live together. In Arabic it is called Wahat al-Salam, in Hebrew it is Neveh Shalom, and in English it means oasis of peace. It is set on a hill not far from Jerusalem. Currently, there are 55 families living there, and they have a waiting list of over 300 families waiting to get in. The local municipality, which governs the village, will not agree, however, to more houses being built. I was told that it is very difficult for Arab families to obtain permits to build homes in Israel. There is an unspoken quota based on the fear that if more Arabs build, they could outnumber Jews. I went with friends to visit Wahat al-Salam as guests of the woman who had come to the drum circle. We visited her home where she lives with her husband and 2 children. Her husband works in the administration of the village, and she is a professor at a university where she teaches gender studies. These are essentially secular people who have moved away from some of their traditions, and from what I could see, they have really dedicated their lives to bringing people together. She took us to the House of Silence, which is a large, egg-shaped cement structure with a stone floor and amazing acoustics. It is a non-denominational meditation space where you can go and sit and listen to your heart, your mind, and your soul. And we sat silently in there for a few minutes and then just started to sing together. The sounds were amazing. They transported me to a place of harmony, not just of sound, but of our beings. It was one of those experiences that defy words. During my time in Israel on this visit, I experienced two heat waves. These were respectively the second and third heat waves of the season and were happening months earlier than is usual. So global climate change is really apparent and can be felt in the Middle East. These heat waves come on winds from the east across the desert and bring temperatures in the mid-40s Celsius, which means 105 to 110 Fahrenheit. My Israeli friends tell me that, of course, this kind of heat makes people short-tempered, and I'm sure it's true. I'd like to leave you with a song by a woman named Yael Naim. She is a French-Israeli woman. I heard this song on the radio on the train in Italy on my way to Israel, and I really liked it. And when I got to Israel, I found out that she is the niece of one of my friends there. This is New Soul.
You've been listening to Stories from the Road with Baruch on WBKM.org.